Secrets of the universe.
Welcome everyone to Secrets of the Universe, Volume 2, Part 2, Universal Shifting. Welcome aboard everyone, my name is Hollywood Tony P, presidential candidate, host, and universal traveler. I am here giving the secrets of the universe away for free as we sit in quarantine. Now, the original secrets of the universe, as you know, are gone forever, except one episode, which will be aired here on the World Generation Podcast Network in the coming days. But now, apparently, I have been silenced as to sharing this as well. Facebook, in its greatest glory, chooses to oppress the truth, even though none of this has anything to do with them. And so the little nothing that is Facebook and the little nothing that is Jeff Zuckerberg and the meaning of everything is just as easy to remove as a simple shift of the universe. How does that happen? Well, yesterday we learned about the tapestry of time. We learned that time was a completed tapestry. Now, I wrote this down after because it came to me when thinking of my show again. And I thought, well, if you have a tapestry and one piece of it needs fixing, you can't just fix that piece. You have to unravel every piece after it and start from that section. Most people would call it burn back. If you know what burn back is, it's doing something, failing, and then coming back to an earlier save point, if you want to look at it that way. But today, we're talking about universal shift. And yesterday, I told you what was going on with the universe, the tapestry of time, time travel intervening, and of course that we, you, me, and anybody listening, and anybody here or around you, you are all powerful, you are the creator being, existing as you, simultaneously with me, slightly askew in a different reality. Everything's very, very similar, but slightly different. So, you are the strand in the tapestry. You have to live your life. Now, we know that the tapestry must be as close to how it was to how it will be, okay? And in order to make it that way, right, there will be some burn back. But you are the strand, as everybody is. Now, to make that tapestry perfect, every strand has to be perfect or nearly perfect. And how does that happen? How is that possible? Well, as we shift to the best possible outcome. Shift, what is universal shifting? It's when the future is changed by an action in the present, which affects the past and hence changes our future to another universe. We shift to another timeline. We shift. The universe kind of slightly shifts a little bit. What happens to that other area, the other universe? Well, we've talked about that, okay? Shift, universally, one to the other. Where does it go? What is the shift? The best possible outcome. Best possible outcome. The tapestry will never look exactly the same. For some reason or another, it does not matter. How many times you try it, it will never look exactly the same. So we're going for, again, similar universe, similar tapestry, similar where you're at, similar to where I'm at. So your strand, when you shift, you will shift to where the best possible outcome of whatever that situation was. If you end up shifting your own timeline, you can. There's many smaller shifts in the big corrections, if you want to look at it that way, or the branches of a tree moving endlessly forward, and some of the branches need to be trimmed, as it were, to reset time, as we are all doing. But so each of you have your own strand. working on your own piece of the tapestry as being the all-powerful creator being that you are, because we are, you are, I am. That's the only way that is, there is only one, can be as many, but still one. It answers the simple phrase about the paradox. What came first, the chicken or the egg? Well, the chicken is the egg. So, everybody's going forward, and when if you change your future, and why, how is that? Well, the future, it, whatever happens in the future affects the past, because we know time travel happened, right? We're talking about time incursions into the universe, into existence. So time happened, right? And everything's going backwards because you have to keep going backwards, 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 forward, backwards, forward, backwards. But the loop keeps going backwards, which generates the backwards momentum, which pushes all the energy backwards through time towards the beginning. Backwards, 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 backwards. So when we shift, when you shift, something you change about the future, that changes the past, which changes the present, which shifts you to another reality with a completely different future and a completely different past and a completely different set of characters, some of which you know are you, are not you. Sometimes there is no person like that. What happened to them? You're in a universe with 5 kids. You shift and you only have 2. What happened to the 3 kids? That they never existed? Well, in that universe, they did exist for a moment, and I would assume that they shifted to the nearest possible receptacle, which is kind of morbid if you think about the cat next to you, or a baby being born, or somebody who is the same as the other way. But anyway, as we shift, you can shift your own future by making choices that go to the antithesis of what your future will be. You have a set goal. You have a job you've been at for 25 years. You plan to retire that job. And then one day you just decide, I'm going to quit. And you quit that job, but you were going to retire on it. Well, you did retire on it. You lived an old age and you died. And then your children went on and on and on. And that's just exactly how it did. But then you decided to quit the job. And so a new branch formed. And the universe shifted to that new reality. Now, that new reality is not just random happenstance. That is the best possible outcome. Why? Because every other outcome failed. How do we know that? How do we know that every other thing that we tried failed? How do we know? Because this is the furthest we've come. Obviously, it worked because we're here right now. That's how you know. But every other time we did it, it failed. And every time we shift. So it takes the universe a little bit of time to reorganize itself into the proper way to put people in the proper place and spiritual beings in the proper position, such as myself and yourself as a spiritual being. Now, I'll tell you that I don't belong here in your universe. My universe that I'm from was no more, but I could not be eradicated with it. So there needed to be another suitable place for me, and the only other suitable location for me was the one that I was never at. And so then I got here, and then I created my family and all the friends around me because I appeared here. Okay? When you meet someone on the road, when you head out and you go somewhere and you meet somebody, that person you're supposed to meet, but why? It's at that moment, that time. That person was not there before. And if you didn't turn that way, that person wouldn't have been there. Wouldn't have been made, wouldn't have been created. Their purpose was there to meet you, and your purpose was there to meet them. The more people you meet, the more people you tether, the more people we bring along, and the more people get shifted until everybody is working on the tapestry. That's the only way to do it. And there are some people right now not working on the tapestry because they're stuck in the machine. You can't be stuck in the machine that is going right now. Well, why, they say, why, Hollywood? You're in the machine. I am in the machine. I also know people who are outside of the machine, the balance, as it were. The people of this universe, when I came here, since I wasn't here, the absence of me was filled by about 6 people. You know how I know that? Because I've never met any of these people before in my life, and they keep telling me I've known them forever. And so there's a balance. The energy is there. The people are created for the specific purpose of making it how it was. And what happened? Well, it was the incursion. Universal shifting. So how do you universal shift? Well, you use that thing that you are given, is that free will. Because yes, you are the creator being. And yes, I am the creator being. We all are God existing as one, separately at each other in slightly different realities. But we are also your own self is there too. See, you have that power of free will that was given to you. So to change your path, you might not think you're doing it, but if you actively go out of your way, you will shift somewhere else. Why is it happening? Well, it's happening as we try to figure out the best possible outcomes, because we're remembering how it was done. Remember, this is all a dream in the mind of God, remembering, and we are all that one remembering. There has to be a second. He had to duplicate himself for the simple fact with there's a second, but it's still the one. But you need something to look at. And then this whole thing is made, and we're here. Now, through all this understanding of what's going on and the fact that we are all the great power that we have all been seeking, and it is true that it has always been inside of us because it is us, that's the secret. God separated himself into trillions of pieces, and each one of them is God, the same one, existing simultaneously, separately, throughout. And so we know this is happening, and then through this, we've learned a lot about the being that inhabits all of us, and that is all of us, and that is all around us. The truth is there. We've learned a lot about the other side as well, the communications and the contact, because if you think that this is just happening on the corporeal side, whether it be here on the other side of the universe or in the other any of the other realms, which they do exist, by the way, the realms of the dream realm, the spiritual realm, the ether, the Akashic Records is a place on the other side of the universe. So they all exist out there, right? And everything exists. So it's not just here. This is all happening throughout the universe, right? This is a cosmic thing. Cosmic thing. Okay, we're going to talk more next episode, I think, about communications with whoever's out there, the other side, because they all use the same portal, the Nexus portal, the portal between life and death, the River Styx, the dream realm, walk through a door. It's the same thing. It's the same place. It's the same Nexus hub. It's how my dream and a dream and a million miles away and the other trillion part of the galaxy can be simultaneous, because again, if you have one atom and you split it and you put one on the other side of the universe and one over here, or two that are the same, you act on one no matter how far it is away, it will instantaneously act on the other. Hence what it is, since we are all the one acting individually, and that one is making every your life the best possible outcome of your existence due to universal shift. Due to the fact that we are repairing the timeline, and that is what happened, and that is what is happening. Hence the Mandela effects, hence the little changes that you notice here and there. Okay, slight differences. Like the last shift, I noticed that everything seemed slightly more squished. Maybe an inch was, you know, a foot isn't a full foot. You know, slightly scrunched, just like in that Sliders episode. He got to an Earth where it was slightly, the orbit was slightly less, and so he got to see himself as a kid because time moved slower or faster depending on your relationship in the universe. So as we shift from side to side, you wonder, how do I know this is happening? Well, there's a lot of ways to know and understand how and why it is happening. But to understand it happening, you need to understand that some of it you have no control over, okay? since everybody is shifting and some people are shifting more powerful than others, and as the tapestry is being rewritten, you might unwittingly get pulled along. Probably everybody gets pulled along. Once you wake up, once that first veil drops of all these secrets, then and only then will you be awake in the dream. And you will be under. We've done this millions of times, right? But the only way we can do it right is we have knowledge this time. We remember this time, right? Remember the future. It's all there. And as we move forward, I will talk about Safis Baba. Safis Baba. We'll do a whole episode of Safis Baba. And you're wondering what that is? Well, I'll let you know in another episode. So shifting from one place to another. Why? How? Where? Why is it happening? Well, there's some theory as to some people are erasing pieces of their past. The universe is forgiving all the karmic debt as we move towards completion. And the karmic debt in your past life, just you will notice if you start looking around, if you awaken to the fact that you are not where you belong or not where you started from, right? We are not right back where we started from. Through time travel, Art Bell and John Teeter, we know that when you time travel, you no longer can get back to where you were. You're in a new and completely different universe, right? But see, we're talking about universal shifting caused by time travel. Now, I would say that universal shifting is time travel. The ability to cross to a different universe, what says that universe has to be the present? It can't be the past. It could be this time. It could be that. The key to time travel is through the portals to step from one universe to the next and back again in the Nexus area. But also the key to time travel, and as we've learned through the Philadelphia experiment, is that only non-organic things can get through the time stream. Now, some of the people survived. Their brains went crazy. They went nuts. They were told not to, whatever. But the rule, it's a galactic rule. It's all over the universe. It's everywhere. Rule number one. Can't send a physical being back into time. So how then do you time travel? Well, we told you. We sent a message, consciousness, thought. My future self can jump into myself if we transfer my consciousness. If I'm sitting in the exact same place that he's sitting in the exact same time, in the exact same rotation, in the exact same way, equidistant to wherever the paper clips ends are, the rubber bands tied together, or however long those rubber bands are, at an equidistance, you should be able to, with the right amount of power, transfer your consciousness from your future self to your past self. Okay? So you can transfer information. Information is already going backwards. So you can transfer to yourself, or you can toss it out into the ether and know that it will go backwards, right? When you say something, you know, you say, I remember this thing. It was basil and garlic in a blender, and my uncle was like, well, what is that? And he made it, and wow. And then pesto was invented. But then pesto had been invented. He didn't know about pesto. I remembered pesto. When it was. Why? Because it was sent into the ether, and it's like the wind. You toss it up, and the wind pushes it back behind you to the past. And somebody in the past reached up and grabbed it and say, this is a good idea. There's a lot of trash flowing backwards in the wind of the ether, backwards through time. It's just flowing backwards right over our heads, a million little pieces and particles. Reach your hand up and pull out and see what you find. What are you going to find? Information from the future. Now, people say, don't read the Old Testament if you're a Christian. Well, I say read the Old Testament because it's a collection of what? A collection of dreams. Dreams these ancient peoples had. And what were they dreaming? Where were they dreaming? The same place you're dreaming. Since they are one and the same as us, they are existing simultaneously separate from each other. In the dream, well, don't you want to know what was going on in the dream realm? And maybe it's information that's important to the future, because maybe they weren't dreaming. Maybe they were reaching up into that wind and grabbing the paper. And even if they were dreaming, there is no reason why in my dream in the present and somebody else dreams in the past cannot exist in the same place and time. Hence the nexus point where the dream realms, all of them, from past, present, and future, and in the end of time, it's all the nexus hub. It's your waiting room for your video game. Everybody, the crossroads, I guess, right? It's the nexus. It's the crossroads right there, okay? And so the dead want to talk to somebody in the living. They go to the dream realm and they talk to them, or they go through the spirit realm, or they go to a different universe, and where, et cetera. And it's all hubbed there, probably at the center of the universe, probably where the Akashic Record Library is on the left, and the Federation, the Galactic Federation's on the right, and we'll talk about that more in future episodes, about what's going on the other side of the universe, because you better believe that they do exist. How do we know that they exist? Well, we are the bright people of humanity, you all-powerful beings as me. We are the smart people that sent out TV and radio waves into space, okay? Well, when somebody, the instant somebody saw that, heard that, watched that, they immediately became part of our karmic debt. They immediately stepped into our reality, and they immediately stepped into our universe. Like I said, aliens don't exist until they do, and when they do, they always will. Until you find them, it's not there. They're not there. But when they heard the message, they were there. The one person heard the message. But that one person who heard the message, all of a sudden, he needs to have a history. He needs to have a past. He needs to have a present and a future and a culture and a space. And then that culture has a whole bunch of hierarchies and government regulations and offshoots. And then there has to be other places, you see. So the simple fact of us as humanity creating listeners out of nothing from necessity, because they did not exist. If a tree falls in the forest, doesn't make a sound. If a radio wave goes out into space and nobody sees it and nobody hears it, that's it. But somebody did hear it, see. And for the fact that you made them exist and I made them exist, and we all made them exist from our hubris, right? That's the word I've been hearing a lot. I brought it up and then I heard it again. We've been working and making that possible. And they did hear us, see us, and listen, right? But again, they're so far away on the other side of the galaxy. How do you contact, communicate? Don't tell me that there aren't people out there who talk to angels, talk to aliens, talk to whatever. They're all the same thing. It's all part of the same grand puzzle, the grand secret that I'm letting you all in on, the part that you're not supposed to know, because you can't ever know. Proof positive by the fact that this show will probably be heard by nobody. But that's okay, because it's heard by everybody. See, it doesn't have to be heard by any physical person out there right now, because as I speak it, it is heard. I am speaking it into the wind above my head, and it is flying backwards through the time-space continuum as fast as we can go travel through time. And it is going backwards, so people are catching it, learning it, and as I discover and we discover the actual galactic rules of engagement for many things that's going on, we can still be solace to understand that you, me, the all-powerful, the creator, we are all one with those aliens, with the other beings. Anything that exists out there is all one, separated by a slight microchasm. We're like talking on walkie-talkies, all tethered, and we're all mountain climbing. And everybody's climbing their own mountain, but we're all tethered. We're all tethered on our own strand, and we're talking to each other now. You're listening to me from your universe. I'm talking from my universe, and people in the past are listening to me, and people in the future are listening to this, and everybody's listening to this right now. So right now, this is the epicenter. This is the place to be, even if there is not one single human individual listening. Why? Because this is the nexus. This, what, now, here, me, my, you, all. Yes, all of it. See? It's not just about a tapestry of time. The tapestry must be remade, and we must all remake it. How? The big question, how do you remake it? Well, you set anchors. It's the best possible outcome. But what do you do? How do you deal with it. And how do you know? Well, that's another secret. And I'll give it to you right now. Stigmata. Oh, my God. Next time you cut your hand or burn your hand or anything to do with burns, cuts, stub, toes, fingers, whatever, there you go. Something changed. And you know it did. Every time. A burn, a cut, a stub, anything with blood usually. Sometimes an errant nick on the stigmata. The physical representation of what is going on in the other realms of existence that we are living that manifests themselves in this physical reality that we can see. It shows up as a stab, but it's not, I didn't stab myself in the hand. The power that was needed to shift and use, you know, burnt me. Cut me. Don't think for a second that you can't see it. It is not real. The dream realm exists. The heavenly realm exists. The ether realm exists, the spiritual realm exists, and they all exist, and that is what we're going to be talking about next time. The different realms of reality, we are going to figure out where they are, what's going on, and how do they fit in with this whole time-traveling, mega-creator, universal, shifting, aliens trying to protect the Earth or not. We'll talk about the Anunnaki later on. We'll talk about the ancient aliens and modern aliens and future aliens. And we'll talk about what's coming for mankind. And we're going to talk about all those things on the Secrets of the Universe. And we'll be here tomorrow night at the same time. And tomorrow during the day at 3 o'clock Central, 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, the greatest talk show will be back with more on the coronavirus, and we will even talk about that, and we will talk about the possibility, as I mentioned last show, that we are the last resort. There are a bunch of universes out there, and when we shift, you know, who's to say it doesn't exist? But if you want to try it out, when you wake up in the morning and you're going to, you know, put on your belt, put the brown side out, make it a brown day. You know why? Because if you need to do it again, and you figured out how, you could just do it so it's the black belt day. Theoretically, the instant you flip that belt from black to brown, you've created two separate, nearly identical universes that are resting side by side, leaving you a nice fallback position if, in fact, things should get crazy. Try it yourself. Next time you want to brush your teeth with a different hand or I'm serious, wear your belt, flip it. Flip it. Because at that moment, creating a whole other universe that is similar to yours. Can you shift to it? Well, we'll teach you how, maybe. Figure it out, maybe. Do you have the energy and the power? Do you understand how to do it? It has to do with emotion and anchors. We talked about that last episode. Emotion is a huge anchor. So not only existing in the same place at the same time, but even sharing the same emotions that bring that carnal emotion that trigger that one thing. If your future self and past self can share that same moment, you will connect for an instant, whether it be in a dream or in reality. Either way, it's true. And it's really happening, all of it. And it all fits together, science and religion, space, aliens, the universe, time travel, death, life, the other worlds, portals, wormholes, other galaxies. It's all true. And why is it? Because you made it so, idiot. You did it. We did it. I did it. By creating the thought of it. You say there's people out there. There's other beings out there. There is. Why? Because you beamed a signal into space and somebody got it. If you wouldn't have beamed that signal into space, would there have been somebody out there? Probably not, but we never know. So are we the center of the universe? I don't know. We're human. But if we can create everything, you, me, I, everything, then maybe we are. I'm Hollywood Tony P. We'll see you tomorrow with the Realms of Reality, Secrets of the Universe, Volume 2, Part 3. And please be safe. Wash your hands. And thank you guys for joining us. And I'll see you guys tomorrow. This is Secrets of the Universe. I'm Hollywood Tony P. from Oblivion. We are out of here. I will see you guys tomorrow night. Secrets of the Universe on the World Generation Podcast Network.
A presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5 is alive.